Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about healing anxiety through the power of letting go. We talk about letting go, we talk about surrender, there's a lot of different ways we can broach this subject, but it really needs to be put into practice. Once we can let go of the grip of, it's almost like a stranglehold that we have on controlling everything. Once we can actually begin to surrender, we can move through the healing process much more quickly and with so much more ease. I came across an article from Leo Babuta, again from Zen Habits, and I will put a link to the entire article in the show notes, but there were a couple of points I wanted to pull out of it to talk to you about today, because it's really important, the way that we can go about actually surrendering and actually letting go can be so healing. In this article, Leo mentioned, what does it actually mean to surrender, right? That word surrender, I call it letting go. Some people really balk at the word surrender, but what Leo says in his article is, what does this mean? It's the idea of letting go of some of our systems and instincts to get control, trying to make the world exactly as we would like it, trying to avoid all the things we dislike, and instead relaxing, accepting, even surrendering to the uncertainty and fluidity of this world. Now, I think that's an awesome description of surrendering, of letting go. And there is really so much power in that, because you can see even in that statement, there's so much that we do when we are going down the wormhole of anxiety. There is avoiding the things we dislike, right? Avoiding things. We talk about that, about being able to actually turn and face those things. And in a way, that is a little surrender. But let's go on here and see what else he says. The article says, we let go of trying to control everything and smile with friendliness at the world as it is beautiful and amazing. And what I want to say here is that I often call this part of letting go loving what is, because you do put on that smile, you do relax into it, and you do see that everything, the world around you is beautiful and it is amazing. So we can call it letting go. We can call it surrendering, loving what is, letting go of distress, letting life be. So the article goes on to say, we are always seeking control because we don't like uncertainty at all. We want to control our day so we have routines, schedules, systems. We create systems for our work, try to get control over our health through new diets or exercise programs, try to control our relationships or our future or finances. And there's nothing wrong with any of this, except that it's a bit futile to try to control the uncontrollable. And I love that piece of being futile to try to control the uncontrollable. This is where we get ourselves into trouble, because we are trying to influence something that we have no power over whatsoever. And I think when we can actually turn the light on this and see where in our own lives it is that we are trying to control things that aren't ours to control, we begin to be able to drop those and be able to have more energy and to actually be able to focus on the things we can control. Once again, the serenity prayer just comes right up once again. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and courage to change the things I can and wisdom of all things to know the difference. And so let's go on here and see what else Leo has in this article that I highlighted. Oh, constantly trying to get control can result in, and what does he have for number one? The first thing, stress and anxiety about not having control. And I see this over and over, and you probably have experienced this yourself. The stress and anxiety about not having control. I experienced a lot of this myself, of wanting things to be in my control. I thought if I prepared enough, if I researched enough, if I took care of things enough, ignored myself enough, and that I could actually control other things around me. What was I doing? I was trying to control the uncontrollable. Other things that he says trying to constantly control gets you into is being driven by fears. This is exactly a trip down the wormhole, isn't it? Also, not being happy with how things are because you're not in control. Getting some degree of control over things, but still not feeling in control, so it keeps you seeking it. We know this well. Anxiety is not pleased. It's always asking for more, never enough. So you're always striving and always in anxiety. You're taking a trip down the wormhole. Other ones are lashing out at others when they interfere with your controlled world. Think about these things. These are very close to home. Another one is spending time, money, energy, and other valuable resources constantly trying to get control. Feeling lost, depressed, unhappy with yourself and the world when you can't get control, which is inevitable. So he goes on here to say that we can shift the focus from control to love. And that's what I felt just so in my heart, that this is exactly what it is. We want to shift from control to love, from fear to love. So how can we do this? We can pause. We can pause during our striving to control. And I'm telling you, the pause that we've talked about here before is the place that you can insert that pause anywhere. It's just having the awareness that you can do it. You can pause and take a different tack. You can take a different path. So maybe you need a sticky note or an alarm on your phone, something to remind you that you have the option to pause and stop trying to change things, and you can just for that moment become present. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches Podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. So, actually, Leo laid out some ideas of how to practice his idea of surrender and how to practice letting go, or what I call loving what is, or letting life be. It is what it is. You can label this in a lot of different ways, but we've got some points on how you can practice this surrender. Now let's get to these ways that we can practice to get the habit, a new habit of surrendering, of letting it be, letting go of that tight grip that we have on control. So one of the places that I highlighted here, let's see. Leo says, coming from a place of love instead of fear is powerfully transformative. And one of the points is to notice that you're looking to control things, right? Instead, pause. Drop into your body and notice the fear, uncertainty, the anxiety that is causing you to want to get control. Stay with this physical sensation in your body, the energy of certainty that causes you to grasp for control. Stay with it. Be with it fully, allowing yourself to feel it, relax, and surrender to it. You guys can do this. This is exactly what the pause is for. And again, we need to remind ourselves to pause. We notice that we are going off into our controlling behaviors, and we all have our own little recipe of control. We can take a breath and pause and just drop down into your body. Another one that I have here says, open yourself to the rest of the moment. Notice how amazing this moment is if you actually pay attention to it. See it with fresh eyes, as if you never experienced this moment before. Again, everyone, I want you to bring wonder and curiosity into the moment. Again, that's why we pause, because we can then remember we've never had this moment before, and we can be curious about it versus living by old habits. Another one highlighted is let yourself rest in this openness. You don't need to control things. You don't need to know exactly what will happen, but instead you find an ease in the openness of the moment, the unknown quality of a beautifully shifting landscape. Now, this is really getting deeper, because we're actually diving in with the idea that we don't need to control things. We're saying, I'm open to that. and you can find ease when you actually begin to realize that it's okay to be with the unknownness of the moment and actually admire the quality of that moment versus needing to control it and make it how you think it should be. Another one highlighted is, how can you love yourself and everything around you in the middle of this openness? Can you actually fall in love with this moment? And the final one I have highlighted is, what loving intention can you set for yourself in this situation? Coming from a place of love instead of fear, what would be the best next step to take? I want you to sit with that. That's a great thing to actually even take to your journal. After you found yourself that you had had a day where you were falling into some controlling behaviors. I wish they had a keen bracelet for that, right? Because then we could take the pause. The bracelet would be buzzing all over the place. But we need to remind ourselves. And the way that we can do it is to just simply catch ourselves. When we're in a controlling behavior, we can catch it. Be gentle with yourself. And at the end of that day, go to your journal. And maybe when you're feeling more loving toward yourself, you can say, what would be the best next step to take when that comes up again? Because it will come up again. It's a tough one, guys. We are really wanting to be in control because we think it makes us safer, but it is not true. So you have to experiment. You have to taste this for yourself, and I hope you will give it a try. That's it for today's episode. And before I read today's quote, I want to remind you that if you want more than what's offered here and more personal guidance, you might be ready for our group coaching membership program. It's a deeper dive into what you learn here on these episodes. Each month, you'll receive 2 anxiety-clearing skill sheets sent in email. You'll also receive 2 live group coaching calls, which are recorded in case you can't attend. Those will help guide you through your challenges. And there's also a secret Facebook group for coach and community support every day, all month long. So if you're ready for more, go to anxietycoachespodcast.com/group-coaching and join today. I'd love to see you in the group. And now for today's quote. Sometimes surrender means giving up trying to understand and becoming comfortable with not knowing. And that's from Eckhart Tolle. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.